This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A team of international arms experts has concluded that an Iraqi ballistic missile program violates UN range limits. The panel discovered that the range of Iraq's Al-Samud II rocket exceeds the 93-mile allowable distance. The finding is expected to be included in a report tomorrow that Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix presents to the UN Security Council. The Bush administration is likely to use the finding as further evidence that Iraq is in violation of Security Council resolutions, thus justifying the use of military force. Washington continues to face opposition within Europe to its war preparations. France, Germany, and Belgium are blocking the use of NATO resources to help Turkey, Iraq's neighbor to the north and an alliance member, improve its defenses. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The dispute has resulted in a transatlantic row. At the very moment, the United States is seeking support in the UN Security Council for possible military action in the Persian Gulf. France and Germany, along with Russia and China, say war at this point is unjustified. They want UN weapons inspections to continue. Secretary of State Colin Powell, speaking before the House International Relations Committee yesterday, posed this question to France and Germany.
Why more inspectors and how much more time? Or are you just delaying for the sake of delaying in order to get Saddam Hussein off the hook and no disarmament? That's a challenge that I will put to them again this Friday and next week as debate continues on this issue.
The French and German position has angered U.S. officials, and statements on this side of the Atlantic have angered Europeans. Yesterday, members of the House International Relations Committee added fuel to the fire with comments about short memories in Europe. Committee Chairman Henry Hyde is a Republican from Illinois.
America has fought distant wars to defend whole continents from a succession of aggressors, but the beneficiaries of the safety we have ensured often devote their energies to impeding our efforts to help others. We shoulder burdensome responsibilities for the benefit of the entire globe, but too often we must do it alone.
The ranking Democrat on the committee, the outspoken Tom Lantos of California, was born in Hungary. Lantos said he was disgusted by what he called the blind intransigence and utter ingratitude of France, Germany, and Belgium.
NATO is a two-way street, providing protection and demanding commitment. The United States has upheld its commitments, and if it were not for the heroic efforts of our military, France, Germany, and Belgium today would be Soviet socialist republics.
In the Senate, Democrat Joseph Biden also condemned the three European nations for their actions within NATO. Although the rancor that has erupted so publicly this week is likely to complicate U.S. efforts to get the Security Council to support possible military action against Baghdad, Secretary Powell says he has not given up hope.
All of the nations that we are now having debates with are, at the end of the day, allies and friends of ours. We've had our disagreements, we've had our fights in the past, and we have always managed to find a way forward.
State Department officials say the United States and Britain are circulating draft language for yet another Security Council resolution. They say it would include three elements: that Iraq is and has been in material breach of UN resolutions, that there is no hope that Baghdad will cooperate with UN weapons inspectors, and that serious consequences will follow. U.S. officials say they do want another resolution, but time for negotiations, they say, is limited. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.